Report: Kevin McCarthy hopes to launch Biden impeachment inquiry in September. By Wendell Hasebo on August 28, 2023. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, reportedly hopes to launch an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden at the end of September. While Congress left Washington, D.C., for summer recess, McCarthy initiated strategies to open a sweeping impeachment inquiry into Biden to uncover the depth of his involvement in his family's foreign dealings. Multiple Republican sources familiar with the conversations told CNN. McCarthy previously demanded Biden come clean about his involvement. But the president continued to stonewall and lie about his family's business over 16 times, the House Oversight Committee stated last week. Each step we take contradicts what the Bidens had said before, McCarthy told Fox News on Sunday. There's a lot of questions still. And to be able to get the answers to these questions, you would need an impeachment inquiry to empower Congress, Republicans, and Democrats to be able to get the answers that the American people deserve to know. Although Republican grassroots and many leading GOP lawmakers support an impeachment inquiry, some Republican lawmakers oppose investigating Biden through an inquiry. Representative Ken Buck, RCA, a member of the House Judiciary Committee, previously claimed an inquiry would be impeachment theater. There's no evidence that Joe Biden got money. Or that Joe Biden, you know, agreed to do something so that Hunter could get money, another lawmaker told CNN. There's just no evidence of that. And they can't impeach without that evidence. And I don't think the evidence exists. Dumbfounded is how Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, previously described her feelings to Breitbart News about the opposition to an impeachment inquiry. We have to impeach him in the House to show and prove to our voters that we're willing to do these things, are willing to bring accountability. If we don't do it, then why do they want to vote for us? She questioned. Many Republicans agree with Greene. House Republicans should hold anyone in the Biden administration accountable for the corruption and blatant weaponization of government agencies in order to serve a political end. Judiciary Committee member Representative Chip Roy, RTX, previously told Breitbart News. Judiciary Committee member Representative Harriet Hageman, RY, asserted the recent IRS whistleblower allegations concerning the Justice Department preventing an investigation into the big guy demands an impeachment inquiry free from political interference. With the revelations of the past several weeks and the increasing pace of new information leading towards the big guy being directly involved, it is incumbent upon the Judiciary Committee to immediately open an impeachment investigation, she told Breitbart News. Powerful allegations continue to mount against the president. The allegations include, but are not limited to, photos, texts, an audio recording, and IRS and former business partner whistleblower testimonies. Biden family suspicious activity, reports of wire transfers. Texts. Emails. WhatsApp messages. Photos of Joe with Hunter's business partners. Joe Biden's voicemail to Hunter. Five individuals referencing Joe Biden as the big guy. Two whistleblower testimonies. FBI FD-1023 form alleging recorded phone calls and texts between Biden and a Burisma executive. FBI informant alleging bribes. Video of Joe Biden bragging about firing the Ukrainian prosecutor. Hunter's statements about giving half his income to his dad. Former White House aide saying FBI ignored Joe Biden's role in Ukraine business dealings. Millions flowing into Biden family bank accounts. Hunter paying for Joe Biden's expenses. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.